Good morning, everyone. Again, this morning we see obviously no activity on the stalled original flow front and south breakout. The new breakout that had moved downslope, we still see activity there on the surface. When I describe activity, it's, you know, the obvious visible presence of lava through the cracks, some oozing on the surface, but no advancement again this morning with that particular breakout or downslope flow. So it hasn't advanced since yesterday. As we proceeded upslope, we did see between a dozen to 15 breakouts, and that's a combination of breakouts along the edges of both margins as well as throughout the flow bed, all the way up to an area just above the crack system, above the well pad. These are very small breakouts, again, activity on the flow pad, which is oozing of lava out onto the flow pad, as well as burning along the edges on the margins. The two north breakouts, the mile and mile and a half breakouts, were very sluggish. Again, no advancement there. Some activity on the surface, well back from the leading edge of those fronts, but for the most part, the very leading edges were crusted over black, not showing any signs of any kind of movement on the flow front on those two breakouts there. Smoke conditions were fairly light to moderate. The winds are coming out of actually the northwest, so pushing the smoke in a kind of a southeast direction. I did mention that we saw a breakout above the well pad site, so roughly about a mile to 2 miles above the well pad site, so further upslope, there were two breakouts on the flow pad that had, again, evidence of lava oozing out and expanding on top of the flow pad. So all the activity wasn't posing any kind of a threat to the community's downslope, and it's a continued wait and see. So that's basically the observations we saw this morning. No fire threat. All of the flare-ups and hot spots that were visible this morning were well within the burn area, well within the perimeters of the fire breaks. The fire breaks are looking really good. The operations to clean up, dress, and widen the breaks have been completed, and the breaks look very nice behind the homes along the highway as well as directly in back of the homes going up to Ainaloa. So we're confident we have really good defensible spaces around those communities if a fire should occur again or any kind of brush fire breakout should occur again. So with that, I'll welcome any questions.
Chief, this is Brittman, LC Hawaii Media. I have a question about the DOH air quality monitoring stations. DOH was putting in three of them, and then the mayor was getting separate funding, different funding for a fourth one that was going to be a mobile, movable station. It was the last I heard that was going to be down in Kalapana. But is there any indication with the recent brush fires that that one might be moved closer to where the flow front is, should there be more brush fires?
Yeah, actually the mobile or portable unit that we were looking at purchasing on the county site has not been acquired yet. Part of it was DOH was in the process of acquiring additional monitors through EPA, one of which was going to be put down in Kalapana, in the Kalapana TVU subdivision. So there, DOH is still working on that. We are also still working to try to come up with the specs to purchase a portable monitor. One of the challenges is obviously the ongoing operation of that monitor and where it best fits, whether it be within the county or Department of Health. So we're moving on that. Right now, DOH still maintains those three other monitors in place. And as I mentioned, it's in the process of acquiring two more from EPA, one of which will be placed down in Kalapana. And we have had discussions about possibly placing one somewhere else to the maybe northeast so that we have somewhat of a perimeter, a ring around the area of where the flow activity is occurring. So we see changes in wind patterns, then the monitors will pick up. And the only caution we'd have with that is that the monitor will be picking up what type of particulate is being experienced at the monitoring site at that time. So it may not necessarily give the public or the community a predictive what to expect for tomorrow. And that's where the University of Hawaii has a website that's putting out information as far as what could be seen with the plume or smoke going forward, which might be of more benefit to residents that they plan for the next day, rather than knowing as they're sitting there, the numbers are rising and they're already maybe having symptoms or issues with it. And that's where it's important that, again, we try to stress some of the precautions people can take, such as remaining indoors if they see the conditions outside are increasing. So just additional information with what's happening with the existing monitors, future monitors, and then other products that might be out there.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you.
Chief Damon Tucker here.
Hey, Damon.
Is there a what's the tentative plan on possibly moving the police station?
Well, both the police and fire station, the administrations have their own evacuation plans ready to go at what time they need to. In talking to both administrators for police and fire, they would need at least 48 hours notice of any kind of a threat. They already have containers on standby that are available to pack up the stations if need be. So both departments are prepared and have evacuation plans for their facilities if that becomes necessary.
And where would the Pohoa Police Station go to?
Well, right now, as you know, in anticipation of the previous threats, police department and fire department have increased their resources in the area. The police station or police department was operating in partnership with the National Guard down at the PGV site. So there is a command post down there which is providing for the deployment of law enforcement and National Guard resources from that command and control area. And then the fire department had also opened up a new station at the old fire station site next to the community center. So both of those agencies already have in place resources to provide response capability in the community if and when the flow was to cross the highway. And both are committed to maintaining the services in those areas.